have to do is make sure on our webpage and Mixler's webpage, the volume bars turn all the way down.
Okay.
How far should it go down?
All the way down.
Wait, what page?
I'm going to shoot myself in the head with my gun. You're
talking about the website, right? I mean, obviously that should be.
Yeah, because at the bottom there's a Mixler thing that auto plays on there.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm just messing with you. I know. Mine still says bufferings. I'm on an old page. Okay. Now we should be heard by the world.
Yeah, and music will work and everything will work. Set the music at 10% and play in the background, and I'll test it before we start so you don't have to complain about the music.
Cool.
Okay, I set it to 10%.
I don't think my mute works anymore, so I'm going to try to pee quietly.
Would be cool if you talked.
I know, I'm listening to it too. Hold on.
How's that?
Man. What an echo. You can barely notice.
Okay. Yeah, because I had my externals on. It's perfect. Let's go.
Let's light this candle, fuckers.
Dude, this is okay. Now.
Due to the war in Iraq, we had problems.
Yeah. Okay.
We had problems.
So let's I'm going to roll the intro and we're going to start this all over real quick. Okay, hold really? On. Everybody mute out for a second.
This is the show with Pat and Fox, Dozer and D, and
Shut
Matt.
Shut up. It's a prank call show featuring Pat and Fox, Dozer and D. Visit
prankwiki.com and pranksessionradio.com.
Okay, now you guys can come back. We're live for the Friday, February 15th show of Prank Session Radio for the second time. Due to the war in Iraq, we had some technical difficulties. We're on the air. We're here a little late, but we are here. We're ready to do some calls. So, DeathFox and
God bless.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, sir. Too.
And is out here. Sean said, add him back in here, and for future reference, write this down in a Sharpie. Add Prank Session Radio Scott to call before complaining about technical difficulties.
Right, of course.
Okay, where's Polaris, my fucking buddy list? I don't know where Polaris is. Tell him to just add himself.
Sean, I'm right here. Oh. Sorry. Everything
okay.
Died.
Add up with the numbers. Let me try to find it.
I have it on.
Oh, that's going to be the next problem.
That's
going to be
the next problem. That's the one thing I have ready.
Are we live on Mixler right now, too?
Yeah, we should be.
Okay, cool. Okay, so since nobody heard me before, pranksessionradio.com, register. There's a live chat that goes to Madhouse. You can request a prank. We've got some already. We're going to call. There's a live video of the person... Hillock, Polaris, Dozer, me, and you can see us talking in the mics, which I don't know why, unless you got gay fetish, you want to do that.
What?
And also, you can. Call in if you want to call in. And if Dozer will monitor it, he'll let you in the show. Okay, thanks.
Like us on Facebook, too.
Yeah, because we're only at 922 people, so...
Yeah.
You guys can still hear me, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
For some reason, it says I'm offline, but I'm still here. I thought I was about to lose my connection for a second. Mm. Okay, here goes the first number. Did you guys see the description in there? It was sent in by someone with the nickname of Cactus. I don't know who that could be.
Welcome to the technical problem show with those.
Yeah, welcome, everybody. What do you want to talk about next? Like JavaScript or something?
Okay, Cactus in the Madhouse chat. Who do you want to do this call? Me, Patton Fox, Dozer, Hillock, or Sean Faced? Tell us real quick.
Is he here?
He's in the chat.
I'm here.
The Madhouse one?
My shit just ate itself real quick.
I thought mine was about to right now.
But yeah, it looked like it.
Like a snake eating its own tail.
What else can go wrong?
For real, dude.
But thanks for sticking with us, everybody. We got it all straight now.
Wow. You don't suck up to these jackasses. You'd be mean to them. That's how you keep them listening.
I'm not that familiar with Tucker Mott Cactus, so... Matt, do you know Tucker Mott?
What, Tuck from Madhouse?
Yeah.
What, is somebody trying to get somebody to call Tuck right now?
No, he wants Dozer to do that call that was requested.
Okay, do you want to do it in that voice that everybody likes?
He says he wants you to do it as Tucker Mott.
I think I've heard him. I don't know what he's...
Yeah, y'all claim to be the big Madhouse fans.
No, I know his name, but I forgot what he sounds like. I don't know his style of calls.
So, whatever. Tell him, I don't know why you guys are doing prank requests.
Yeah.
Stupid thing.
It's fun. Okay, Matt, you're doing this call. Matt, it's this call. Go, Matt.
What is it?
You're the master prank caller.
Me?
Just kidding. Look, scroll up. It's right there.
I'm busy looking at myself like I am.
His name is James.
It's a rent-a-grandpa.
Hello.
Hey, this is James?
No, it's John.
Oh, is James around? Or John, I'm sorry. Is this the rent-a-grandpa?
That's me.
Ah, okay. Because I've been making a mess of myself in the evenings, and I was looking for a grandpa to change me diapers. Would you be interested?
To do what?
To change my diapers and, you know, maybe read me a story.
No, asshole, you can change your own.
Wow.
What
did you powder my asshole?
He wasn't.
Motherfucker.
He wasn't having it.
You read that wrong. It says your nickname is Cactus. Victim's name's John Snyder.
Whatever.
Call him back, and I'll call him.
That's what. Yeah. Tell anybody with a prank request. Feel free to call in on Skype and do it yourself. You can be part of the show.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
What a turn.
I have a number from earlier. Remember the iPad guy?
Yeah, you got that one. Go ahead. If you got any more requested pranks, just send them in, guys. We'll do them. And if you could, just say who you want to do it. Dozer, Sean, Hillock, or me.
Oh, who cares? Let's just roll with these.
You guys have stacks of numbers, don't you?
Racks on racks on racks.
That's what I'm talking about.
This guy is wise to our cranks.
I think it's a wind-up call.
Okay, I'm going to call back Death Fox. This is for you, Ladder Lady. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This lady sounded like a broken wooden ladder for... She says it's pretty.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's just decorative.
No, it's not. It's rotten.
Can you paint it in metal-based paint and use it around electrical work?
Yeah, I tried to call you earlier about the ladder, and you abruptly hung up on me.
I'm sorry, the ladder's in collectibles, and it's not a usable ladder. You said you wanted to try it. I didn't hang up on you. We were disconnected, but that ladder, it's in collectibles, so it's not a using ladder. It's for decoration.
Well, I just want to try it out before I buy it. I mean, I'll show you the money.
I don't want you stepping on my decorative ladder. You will break it. It will break.
What do you do with a decorative ladder? She's just... I mean, what? Why would you put a rotten ladder in your room?
What a stupid cunt.
I could... that seems like something they'd put on a wall of a fucking goddamn Cracker Barrel.
For real.
I'm sure you go to Cracker Barrels, Fox, and drink some iced tea.
No. Bro, the ladder, we showed a picture of it. Half the ladder parts were, like, broken half and stuff.
I don't know.
Okay, what's the next number? We got a... this one was sent in by Mizufan. Mizufan. It looks like an Arabic name. It was sent in by Mizufan. And
they're in the tiny chat.
Yes, I believe he is. Yeah, that guy. And it's a dog behavior specialist by the name of Gary.
It's actually it's a lovely Persian woman.
Yes, the requester wants us to tell him that our dog has Down syndrome and is possibly homosexual. Just make it as weird as possible and see what he is willing to do with the dog, or do to the dog. And he's in St. Louis, the metro area.
Ask if he does therapeutic massage.
Rocking with Nelly Express.
I'll try this one. I'm going to go with that therapeutic massage.
Yeah. Maybe start with the massage and then work up to the...
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And we'll see if this works out.
Hello, you've reached Gary Abelov with Spirit Trail Dog Training and Behavior. Please leave your name and number, and I'll call you back as fast as I can.
Damn it! I had good intentions for that.
Yeah. Good intentions. Let's save that number. Maybe like daytime or something.
Yeah, maybe we can try him back later.
At the the drunk show, because you got to get drunk at 7 in the morning.
Okay. Next number. Let's see. Baker Inspection Group. I don't know what that is. Smoking Jays. Central Valley Gardening Supplies, and we have a nail salon and spas. Does that interest anybody?
Here's that pad that D put up before he had to leave, if y'all want it.
That's what I'm reading off of.
What happened to him? Where's he this evening?
He had a bounce.
Yeah, disappeared for a little bit.
He said he might get back.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday. The goddamn fucking parole officer's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Okay, does anybody want an inspection group, a restaurant, a gardening supply place, or a nail salon?
Can you elaborate on the inspection group?
Here, I'll Google it and see what comes up. All I have is the name. It's an independent inspection company specializing in mechanical integrity services.
I got that.
Flux capacitor. All right, here we go. Call that one. Hope they're still open.
I'm gonna look up some Craigslist stuff while we're doing this.
Craigslist, yeah.
Man, you don't even really gotta look them up.
I'm gonna give everybody a picture of this ladder so y'all understand this is not decorative.
You with that ladder, whatever, it's decorative.
Here you go.
Motherfuckers, Jesus Christ. It's what some people call art, other people don't. It's busy. Fox, like, you wouldn't buy a print of that art, the fucking Pissed Christ, where a guy just put a crucifix in a jar of piss and called it art.
Bro, you would put that ladder in your house just to look at it?
No, but I wouldn't put a fucking goddamn football lamp in my house.
Shitty numbers tonight.
That's not decorative. That's fucking the opposite of decorative. Try some of those numbers I put in there, like the 110-1 Nintendo cart. Let me take this. Here's the number for it.
Hold on. I have this one. Try real fast.
Oh, my God. I just found a hanging scale.
Okay, it's a gardening supply store. Somebody take this.
It sounds like a reefer store, isn't it?
I'll take it.
Okay. Everybody
I'll take it.
Okay.
Might not answer.
Ring.
Oh, it's in there. I'm going to call this number for Polaris, the 845.
Okay.
And just then,
when you're calling mine.
I will.
101 card sounds pretty awesome. Yeah. Are you going to ask if it has the seal of quality on it?
Oh, I'm going to offer him more because of all the games.
Oh, you just really want to buy this thing?
I just want to fuck with him. It's only worth like 20 bucks. Pick up.
Message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Horse.
Please enter your password, then press pound.
Oh, shit.
I was gonna try to get into it, but you fucked me up.
I'm sorry. Please enter your password, then press pound.
Hey, Locke, you're an ass.
I'm sorry. This number is not valid. Please enter your password, then press pound. Please enter your password, then press pound. Please enter your password, then press pound.
Yeah, hang up on this.
I don't know how. He's the host.
I'm back. I told you guys to remove
Unfortunately,
it.
Unfortunately,
we can't remove it. You're the host.
Did the number leak out?
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
I was just begging away.
Yeah, I was trying to do common codes. Okay, call this the 7-1 for me.
Yes, sir. You're live with Dope.
Obama Machine, if you have idea, just request a prank and get right to us, please.
Yes, so we'll go to my emails, my email thing, and then I can open the email and we can get the information inside of it, the data, and then we can call the data and we'll
gotta get the
so it should do something. Okay, here's your number.
This is a hanging scale. I'm gonna get my voice ready. I'll leave a message. I can't leave a message.
I'm sure it
can.
Can
Ashley, please leave a message. And
it's nothing bad.
A hanging scale?
Yeah, I was just going to be like...
It was meant to hang people with?
I showed a picture of it. I was going to be like...
I got... You know how many fucking windows... I can only fit so many windows on this stupid little netbook. Or smoke starts coming out of the fucking thing.
Are you serious?
No.
That'd be sweet, dude. That'd be cool if one day it just took off like an airplane. You never saw it.
I used to have a big clear desktop tower, and I went to the electricity company. You know how they have those stickers that say "Do not touch this or electrify you." And I
shock,
put one on
shock
it.
Hazard, shock.
Yeah,
hazard.
I put it on the side of it, and I got my like. I had a net when my nephew was 7. I said, "I dare you to touch it," and he saw the sticker. And he was so scared of that computer for once forever.
What kind of thing did you get him to do, or you told him you were going to shock him with the computer?
I just said, "Touch the side of it," because it said, "If you touch it, we'll kill you."
is that a game like just the tip? Touch the side.
Ooh,
yeah, I got the numbers after that one.
Okay, I'm going to call her real quick. I think I can. I think I got an idea for her.
Hello.
All right, what's good, baby? This is Anitra, right? Anitra Ford?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's good, girl? I saw you got a new phone on the Facebook, and I thought I'd call and say hi and everything, see how y'all was doing. It's been a long time. I miss you, girl.
Okay.
This Sean. Sean Reeves, we friends on the
book. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We friends on that. Yeah. But, I was wondering, I've had a crush on you for a long time and everything. You know, I was wondering maybe y'all want to go out on, like, a date or something. Maybe we can get together for, maybe lunch or dinner or some kind of a buffet or maybe or wings or something or a beer or something. I don't know, something friendly like that.
Yeah, you in Chicago, right?
Yeah, man. Of course, man. I lived here my whole life, man. I'm probably going to die here, too.
No, see, I was asking because somebody had told me you had moved somewhere.
I did for a little bit. Right. I did, and then I moved back though because it just wasn't working out. The job situation wasn't panning for me, if you know what I'm saying. So I had to kind of give that up for a little bit.
Okay.
So when I was over there, I was doing the I don't usually tell our people this, but I was actually doing the male stripper thing, you know, for a little bit. Because, I had a buddy who gave me a little job, and I was like, you know, I'll try it. Give it one shot, you know. But, I mean, it was kind of fun. I was making, like, you know, mad money off of it. So I did it for a few months, and then some stuff went sour, so I had to stop. But I got a lot of experience in this. So I'm trying to find a job up here so I can start doing that again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it should be. You would think it would be easy to find a job in Chicago doing that.
I mean, it is, but there's so many people who have been doing it, you know, for so long that I ain't, you know, I'm qualified, but I ain't the most qualified.
Yeah, you don't got enough experience.
A lot of people, you know, they rocking the strip joints right when they turn 18. You know, some of the agencies can get these boys in there like 17 and a half because the old cougars love the little boys, you know what I'm saying? But me, I just started when I was 32, and you know now I'm about to be 34, and it's just I only got, you know, I ain't as experienced, and I'm a little fat around the edges. I got a little love handles and everything.
Okay, yeah, so you're gonna have to get your backup plan then.
Yeah, I've been thinking about doing other things. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's just that's the life I chose. You know what I'm saying? I'm a male stripper. And that's what I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just.
I love. Oh, I love to have fun, man. We used to party all the time and shit. It was cool. It was real cool. But shit, what you doing tonight? You want to hang out or something?
Well, no, I'm in Louisiana now.
Oh, you
coming
in the
home for next week?
Oh, I got you. You in Louisiana, like the Lil Wayne out?
Yeah. Yeah, I live in Shreveport.
You fucks with Lil Wayne, baby girl?
Huh?
I said you fucks with Lil Wayne, baby girl.
No.
Oh, for real? Because I would say he.
Are you talking about the way that I said it?
When he come to town, I can get you on the tour bus, whatever. We'll drink, just pop some bottles in the parking lot, that Cristal or whatnot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, for real, we could get it on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we could party with all of them, that crew, whatever they call them, silly selves. They dress like hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they a bunch of loser looking people. You know what I'm saying? But they cool. I mean, I just once in a while. But
yeah.
So I got a crush.
I'm coming home on Thursday.
I want
to. But I'm only gonna be there for a couple of days. I'm gonna be there Thursday and leaving back on Monday.
Chicken heads.
Hmm.
I said, you gonna be with them little pets, little kids and stuff, little chicken.
I don't know. Hold on. Stop it.
Who are you telling to stop it? The dog?
Yeah. I'm throwing out my blanket.
Oh.
She even tore a hole in it.
Are you with
you? Oh. Yeah, I know.
Are you with
you? Supposed to be doing something that Saturday at the club in Milwaukee.
Going to get some chicken?
You should come. Huh?
What?
I said, it's supposed to be going to the club in Milwaukee on Saturday. Maybe you should come out there.
Yeah, I could go up to, I could get my private jet, fly it up there real quick, take it about an hour.
Hell, it's going to take an hour to drive.
Yeah, you want to hit up Harold's maybe when you get back? When you get into town, you know what I'm saying? Go get Harold's, get that 16-piece with the hot sauce.
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought you always say. I understand. I'm saying, love me some chicken too. On a waffle, that's the real shit right there. You ever been to the Roscoe?
Yeah, in LA.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, he owned one of them. Then it burned down to the ground.
Oh, it's burnt down now?
Yeah.
Well, they had two of them, right?
He owned it for 30 years, and then it burned down. One day, he walked in there, and he was all mad at the white lady at the counter, and he lit a match, and he walked out. And that was it.
Nobody.
They think he moved to Mexico.
So did they rebuild it and stuff? Reopen?
They just burnt out a lot. You can go see it today.
You said it looked like what?
It's still a burnt down lot. I mean, y'all go.
Oh, it's still a burnt down lot.
Big black lot, yeah.
Oh wow.
Anyways, though, you know, I got stuff to do and shit. I don't really got time. I don't know why you called me. It's kind of weird. But I got some stuff to do, so.
I ain't call you. You want to call me.
You talking. So you. I didn't know y'all was this desperate. You flipping the script on me. I mean, fucking, what's his name? Marcus. He said y'all was. Spirit, but I don't know you was like this. I mean, you begging for it.
Poor, please. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you ain't trill enough to hang with us.
Whatever that means.
Whatcha? But yeah, don't call me back because this is really weird. Okay.
What?
I said.
You must be smoking.
Why you called me? But don't call me
back. I ain't call you. You call me.
No, you call me.
Bye, son, because you crazy.
Anita, come on. Anitra, come on. You call me, baby girl. Why you playing this game, for?
Son, I don't even know your name, your number.
Sean Reed.
I said, I don't even know your number. How am I call you?
Oh, well, this is my number right here, 318. You know what I'm saying?
You crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That lean, you know what I'm saying? You sip the lean. Hey, like I said, though, this is really weird. I don't know why you called me. I got a girlfriend and shit, so I'd appreciate if you don't call back here, all right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Why you laughing and shit? Yeah, God bless your ass.
Trifling.
That was good, man. I was giving you clubs near where she lives, and I was gonna see if you could get her.
She wanted to go to a club in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I was giving you the Larry Flint Hustler Club that's near.
The Harold's Chicken got her interested.
Yeah.
Who the fuck was cooking something?
Her kids were hungry, man. She said. It was
who was beeping in the microwave there?
With me, I was muted.
No, you weren't muted.
Hang on, my
yeah, head. I was.
No, then why am I asking about it, motherfucker?
The microwave's probably about 200 feet.
Heard beep beep beep.
I heard some beep, and I don't know who the fuck it was.
I hate.
Can you call that number for me? The 53081.
That was nice, man. You can get yourself some brown sugar, man.
She wanted you until you started tripping on her.
Yeah,
she's still down.
You should have said, "I'll take your kids. We'll all have fun."
No, they just dogs biting through the blanket.
We'll drop.
Dude, I can't fucking turn off this goddamn. It drives me crazy. I try to turn off all notifications on Skype, right? I can't do it. Like I say, like don't make any sound. Don't do shit. Don't show it pop up in the Windows thing. I clicked it all saying, "Don't show me nothing." But every time somebody types something in the chat, blah 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 blah.
Oh, I fixed that on his computer. All you got to do is go to tools and go to sounds. I know you did it before, but just listen to me real quick. I'll tell you how to fix it real quick. It was doing it to him to go to tools options, sounds. Then go down there to sounds, uh-huh. And there's a disable all.
Yeah, mute all sounds.
Yeah, do that and it should work.
Yeah. I've already done that. Yeah.
You might have to restart Skype for its worth.
Yeah, well, I ain't doing all that right now. You motherfuckers won't call me back.
No, you're my bud. How's that chicken drawing go? Everybody likes it. I've been showing
it. Yeah, I didn't do anything. Man, I went to the grocery store and then I slipped. But yeah, I just need to add it next to it.
Yeah, Dozer, if you can call that.
So it needs to say Prank University next to it. Prank University, go ahead, break a window.
No, it needs to say
Prank University, go ahead, break a window, pee on your coworkers.
If you could make it the same size as the banner on our website and it says Prank Session Radio, we'll put it as our banner. That'd look cool, wouldn't it, Dozer?
You'd have to
I don't know, I can only get a word in here.
No. Poor Dozer. We're
waiting for people to stop talking. We're trying to follow rules, bro.
Alright, we have a call number?
Yeah.
I'm missing seeing you on a cam, so I can't cheers you no more.
I gotta get another beer here in a second.
And my own cam?
I went off cam to
snow.
Oh, let me get back on there, my bad.
This is me and Polaris fagging it out.
I thought I was... Oh, let me do this first.
You have reached the...
Yeah, didn't work. That's fine. I'll keep looking. I got to get back in.
By the way, whenever I mute, I don't really think my mute works anymore, so I just try to be quiet. If you hear something, I'm sorry. It's like,
all I hear is...
Right now, I'm muted.
I keep hearing...
Yeah, me. I just unmuted.
Okay, now I can talk. Wow.
Oh, so I guess my mute is working again. I got to talk over Dozer.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. You're hilarious, man. I can't stop laughing.
Wow. You're hilarious. I was, like, fucking dying, dude.
Were you? Was that funny? I was trying to warm up there.
That shit was...
I'm glad it got...
This motherfucker, he's, like, really just, like... grooming this bitch for a date.
The funny thing is she had a boyfriend on her Facebook. She was totally in a relationship.
She got a boyfriend. Bitch, stop lying. Dumbass hooker ain't nothing but the dyke.
She's totally willing to take me on.
Oh, yeah, when you're talking about getting her on and the fucking Wheezy's bus and shit.
Private jets.
Yeah.
She's like, Crystal, what?
You could pop some bottles in the parking lot.
Whatever. Dress like hipsters, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. So
I found another number I'll do here. All
right.
It's a suicide knife from feudal Japan.
A what?
I'll show you.
Yeah. This is gonna be rich. Oh, no shockwave.
No hotlines.
Shockwave.
It's a suicide knife.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Look at it.
Call suicide hotline. You know what would be funny? Call some abortion clinics and say you're going to blow their asses up.
That's hilarious, dude. They wouldn't be in my house in 10 minutes.
That's one of those knives they used to use to kill themselves with.
Just don't say it.
It's probably just a fucking goddamn stupid knife, and that makes a cool story around it.
Don't say you're going to do anything bad.
I'm not saying anything.
No, I'm talking to whoever's going to take the call.
Man, I'm smart, am I not? Okay.
You are. No, you're not.
I have to say it. I mean, it is a suicide knife.
Here comes my fake Japanese words.
Oh, this should be rich.
Hello. Please leave a message.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
I was coming back.
That was an odd voicemail, wasn't it? Yeah. It was all very computery. You have reached movie phone.
I was going to be like, yeah, I caught about Harry Carey knife. Me and my family have big
guns. Because you're a Cubs fan.
Oh my God. Where do people get these items? Look at this cat. I got to call about this cat too. Look at that.
Is it cute? I love cats. Those are the only really animals that I like.
No, just look at it real quick, Dozer.
All right. Let's see what this cat looks like.
Oh, dude, that's fucking weird. It looks like Egyptian or some shit. They all have the number.
I did it. I added it. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go with this weird fucking cat. I wonder. I'll check the requests.
You need to check the repressed people as well.
The repressed pranks.
Because people are sending in requests to pranks. I know that.
They're being repressed, poor bastards.
Can I make them break it? Will you be mad?
I don't. We're on someone else's stream.
Or a hate crime.
Just make sure you would damage.
Hello. Yes, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm calling about the Jim Shore cat statue.
What do you say that again?
I'm calling about the Jim Shore cat statue.
The Jim Shore?
Jim Shore cat statue. The cat statue.
Hello?
How are you doing today, ma'am?
Good.
I'm calling about the Jim Shore cat statue.
The Jim Shore cat?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was wondering, do you know if it's authentic?
Say it again?
Do you know if it's authentic?
I know it's authentic, yes.
If you look under it, is there any markings or numbers under it?
Yeah, let me go up there and look at it.
Okay.
So what are you asking about at the bottom of it?
Yeah, what's on the bottom of it, like, if you flip it over?
You know what? That would be a good thing for me to take a picture of and put it on my Craigslist ad. It says Heartwood Creek, Jim Shore, 400-2237.
And the tail on it, if you was to turn the tail...
The tail does not turn.
If it's an authentic Jim Shore, it should turn a little bit.
No, this is an authentic. This is authentic, and it does not turn.
Oh,
never. Yeah.
Is it a hollow one, or is it full? Is it wood, or is it?
It's hollow. Huh? Yeah, all Jim Shores are made into molds.
Yeah, I was just making
sure.
They
look wood.
How heavy is it? How many pounds?
I'll take it over to my scale right now and tell you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. It is 4.6 pounds.
4.6 pounds. Okay, yes. And where did you get this, if I might ask?
As a gift.
Oh, okay.
My.
Could you?
From my mother.
Could you just are you near? You're near it right now, correct?
Correct.
Could you say it's like a little chant thing for it? Could you say "Kali Ma, Kali Ma, rise, rise," and see if it does anything?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Could you say "Kali Ma, Kali Ma, rise, rise," and see if anything happens?
I'm sorry. Is this a joke?
No, ma'am. It is not. I'm very interested.
Okay, so what are you?
Say Kali Ma, Kali Ma, rise, rise. That's all I need you to say. And if, just tell me if it doesn't.
No, I'm sorry. This is a very strange.
These are occult works. These are occult works, ma'am. And I just need to know if it's going to do what it's supposed to do.
You know what? I'm going to end this conversation with you because this is a very, bizarre.
Where can I come get it?
You know what? Let me give you back to my husband and you can continue this conversation with my husband. How's that?
Okay.
That was great.
That was funny, dude.
It's like some kind of African thing. It really does.
Yeah, call right back. I mean,
Dozer, call back and try to make her say it. Just try to make her say some cult chant.
She ain't gonna say it. I mean, the husband's gonna answer if anything.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, how are you doing, sir?
Good. Did you just call up earlier?
No. I'm calling about a statue of a... It looks like an artifact or a decorative item.
All right. What was it?
I think it's some kind of cat. It looks like some kind of an Egyptian-style art piece. I'm interested in that for my living room.
Yeah.
Does it make any noise?
What do you mean, does it make any noise?
Like, I mean, if you would speak a certain combination of words to it, would it somehow start lighting up, maybe expelling some kind of sound and or smell?
No, I think I don't know what you're thinking, but
it's the
just a statue.
I know, it's the Jim Shore relic, correct?
Listen, just a statue is all it is.
Just say, oh, captain, my captain, over and over.
No. Yeah, please don't
if
call
you say
back
it,
again.
If you say Kali... Say Kali Ma, Kali Ma, Kali Ma, Kali... Oh, he's gone.
She was saying something in the background.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah, go ahead.
She was
say you're with our artifact department.
It's gonna work.
Do y'all know what Kali Ma's from? You remember in Indiana Jones, he held the heart up, Kali Ma, Kali Ma.
Call this motherfucker back. I want to get him to say smoke weed every day to the cat. That's the sound.
Tell him your family has been searching for it for generations.
I like how you said artifact. It's Dr. Jones to you, lady.
Offer 1,000.
Yeah, hello.
What's your name? What's your name?
Hi, it's Dr. What? Jones to you, lady.
This is not a lady. Anyways, right now we are reporting your number to the police, just to let you know.
Wow, I just want to know
because I don't understand what your issue is. So
if you can talk about
the whole thing, so the whole thing is
shut up. Hey, listen, lady, I want you to ask.
This is not a lady, jackass.
Yeah, lady, I want you to tell the cat smoke weed every day.
Yeah, I bet you smoke weed every day.
That will awaken the relic. You don't know what you're in possession of.
All right. You should quit smoking crack.
We have been searching for this for generations. Tell that cunt to shut up.
She hung up.
Don't worry about the police, dude. You have a limit of 3 calls to a place before it becomes harassment.
If you call
one more time, it will be harassment. You're fine, bro.
Okay.
I wasn't worried.
She was all getting lippy in the background and shit.
She's like, the police are on the way. You fucking he didn't like it.
What are they gonna say? Somebody said, "Say Kali Ma to a cat."
He didn't like getting called a lady.
That was funny. All right,
go ahead.
No, I'm muted, I think. Wait, hello?
You guys?
Oh, okay. We got a request to prank. We have two hookers on Craigslist, but call at the same time, and no one say anything. Let them talk to each other, and they will think that the one of them called the other one, and it will be mass confusion. And
he said, never works.
He said you could also do the same thing with one Papa John's and one Pizza Hut. Oh, like put them together? Oh, he's saying he wants us to connect the line.
Yeah.
The only problem is he didn't put any numbers or just the idea.
This is a knucklehead with brilliant ideas.
The point of the thing is that the numbers are in there.
You might as well type in just do funny things to make me laugh.
I'm not trying to be mean, but Carlito tries that all the time and it never works.
Dumb shit. Be mean to me. Idiot.
LPC whoever, has done it a ton and it's worked.
Whoever typed that is a fucking idiot to say, hey, three-way pizza places together. And then thought they were so clever.
Hey, man, I found one that I would like you to do, please. I posted the Craigslist if you just want to look at it, but look, it's three-portion collector dolls, so you can just ask them about inputs if you want.
What holes do they have?
Yeah, okay.
Let's go with it.
Even need to look at them. I'll talk to them about dolls. $3 each or make an offer. It's going to depend. What openings they have.
I think they got real human hair.
Oh, that could work too.
Hello, you have reached Robin. My phone is broken at the moment. Make sure to leave me your phone number so I can give you a call back. Thank you so much.
Baby girl, let me comb your hair and the doll's hair at the same time. Baby.
Okay.
That would have been fun. I would have been happy to do it.
I'm going to add Enigma.
Could somebody tell me what this is? I don't know what this is. It looks like a clock.
I want to just say it's a picture of a vagina, and possibly you've never seen one.
This is another scale is what it is. I just want to ask somebody, how much weed would it hold?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
After, do Sean's for him, then I got one, if you don't mind, sir.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
somebody has a hiss, so mute your mic.
It's me. I put the kettle on the floor.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 715.
You can try this one if you want real quick, too. It's a Nestier 01. I can hit him.
Okay.
Hello. My bad, guys. I had to go. My bad for being a dodgy cunt.
It's okay. You're being really sketchy. You're really sketch right now.
Yeah. I was a dodgy cunt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's an informant.
I don't really quite know if I trust you right now.
Oh.
I think one of them sent you. I think they.
Are you you working with them?
Okay.
Got them.
Mr.
Yeah.
Mr.
You're Patton under. Fox. You're under a new name now. You've changed your name.
Let's not talk over each other. Okay, he's doing the one I'm doing. Here we go.
Here we go. Mute out.
It's like a 20-pound scale. I'm going to do something weird with it.
See if it'll weigh your turds.
He did bad grammar when it said, great antique, the collector scale firm. Please call.
Hi, this is Holly. Please leave your name and number, and I'll return it shortly. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or...
Well, we don't leave those. Okay, so the next number is Sean's number. What is this number? I guess we'll find out. Never mind.
Does anybody know where Monterey or Modesto is?
California.
I'm calling Modesto number.
That's where I'm from.
There's a guy on there.
There's a guy
in there. Garden wishing well.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Okay, was that? Okay, that, yeah, I forgot that one. Okay, let's look back at the Titan thing. Okay, we have a Facebook number.
I got one for D right there, if you'll format the number. It's a guarding wishing well. You could do so much with that.
Does anybody want this, Marshall?
It's a guarding? What is it guarding? The saw?
Said garden. It's a garden wishing well.
You said no. You said guarding, and it makes me think that it sounds like a fucking. It's got a turret on top or something.
All right.
Does anybody want that Marcia number?
Martian.
Marcia. It's a Facebook.
Yeah, I'll do it. Let me read your profile.
I can do that. Well, thing.
Yeah, that's why I gave it to you. I wanted you to format the number for you because it's near you, so you might know some places.
Format the number, post it, and I'll call it next. In the meantime, here's Marcia.
Okay. Hey, Marcia?
Yes?
Yeah, what are you doing? Charlie told me to call you.
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry, Holly. Holly told me to call you, your cousin.
Okay, he's a hush.
What?
Okay.
What did I do?
My dog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was barking.
You got a friend over there, your dog?
Why does my cousin Holly need you to call me?
Oh, she was wondering if you was, if you still wanted to hook up.
Excuse me?
Yeah, she told me I should come over to the janitorial place and take you out sometime.
No.
Why not?
Wait, who are you?
She sent me a picture of some kind of, like, belly picture of yours.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's John.
John?
Yeah. She sent me a picture of you with your shirt up and it said BRs or something like that.
All right. John, how did you get my number?
Holly.
Yeah, well, how did Holly get my number? She didn't have it yet.
Fuck if I know. I'm just telling you, she gave it to me. I was over there talking to her and one of her friends.
Oh,
and she said,
tell me more about it, Fox, because you don't watch the Skype to see when the call hangs up.
Call her back.
Deleted it.
No, if you look at her profile, she's pregnant and she has BRs like on her belly with marker.
What were her last two digits? Wait, I'll just check.
5176.
Okay. What's her hold number?
Hey, stop that.
All right, hang on. It's 843.
It's going to be funny until you find yourself hung up on.
Alright.
I'm just fucking with you.
I was just about to hang up.
Oh, I was just fucking
call
with
you.
Let me leave a message.
No messages.
Yeah, can I leave a message? I want to leave a message to the child.
I was just going to cough and say, me and Holly smoking crack. Hurry up.
I wanna.
Alright, fine.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell.
Oh, wait, what? Okay, you calling it back?
Is this the wishing well? Or is this the lady with the
beard? Fuck it. We'll just move to the next one. What's the next number? The wishing well?
Wishing well.
Yeah, I got the wishing well.
Wait, 1 second. I was looking on that Marshall Girl's Facebook, and some other girl left her number on her Facebook.
Yeah, there's a lot of those out there. Okay, it's not a big thing.
Your friend, and we can say Marsha called it. Told us to call him here. Put the same area code in front of that number.
The 209 area code?
The one that we just called, put the same area code in front of that number and call it. I'm going to say Marsha just told me to call you.
843. Yeah, we should call them and be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
Dozer, you do it. You can say you got Holly over here and she bought too much crack and you need to hurry.
Holly over here. She bought like 3 dimes off me and shit. She laying on the floor like tweaking out.
Cracks come in 20s, not dimes, bro.
No, they come in tens. They come in tens.
That's a shitty high if it comes.
Dude, in the hood you can get like $5 and like $2 like fucking like little like hits of shit. Like, for real. It's real out there, man.
20s.
Yeah, that's all you buy.
Come on, someone format that number so I can call it.
Lazy cunts. And 3 dimes wouldn't put a fucking bitch to convulsing on the floor.
Dude, I don't know anything about that. If one of you guys can do that, that's more than fine.
No, that's all right. But yeah, you said you're the one that said 3 dimes, and she's actually crazy.
No, I'm just saying in decent neighborhoods, they only do 20s and up.
In decent neighborhoods, your crack dealers only sell $20 pieces. You fucking dumb shit.
What's your friend's name again? Oh, wait, this is a new number.
Sean Main.
All right,
Holly said call you because she's in debt right now. Oh, she just bought $1,000. No.
Hello?
Hey, what's good? This Holly's friend, right?
Who?
This is Holly's friend, right?
No.
Yeah, I believe it is, because she gave me your number. Listen, she owed me a little bit of money, and she told me to call you.
No clue who you're talking about. I don't know anybody named Holly.
Okay, Sean, then, because she's friends with Sean. You know Sean, right? Because they both...
I'm Sean.
You, Sean, and you friends with Holly.
I don't know anybody named Holly.
Listen, Sean. Like, you pregnant, right?
You're what?
I said, like, you the pregnant one, right? She keep talking about how you, like... No, Holly is the
pregnant
one. No? Oh, man. Hold on a second.
What?
I talked to my friend again. Hold on, he gave me the phone, but, like, hold on, just talk to him.
We're talking about Marsha, I'm sorry.
You what?
You know Marsha, right?
Do what now?
Marsha Conroy?
Yes, I know Marsha. That's my niece.
Yeah, this dealer is here, and she told us to call you. Here he is.
Yeah, so, like, what I was saying is like, she owed me a little bit of money, and she said to call you, because you'll be the one to pay me the
$900. Yeah, that's funny.
No, it ain't. It's business.
I ain't giving you no money, and you need to leave me alone and leave Marsha alone.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to make a deal with you.
I'll make a deal with you. I won't kick your ass if you don't call me again.
Listen, come on. I'm going to make it funny. You won't get to play a little
damn.
Oh, she hung.
Jesus, bitch.
Where'd you get Holly from?
Yeah, I love the dicking around with the names. That was nice. That was the coolest.
Skipping horrors. You didn't know the name.
Ren, your cousin is the coolest.
Holly was the cousin of her.
Jesus Christ. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, go ahead.
And you're like, her dealer's here. You want to die? What the
Obama.
Fuck? Obama, what?
Obama's in more two prank ideas.
Okay. We got a few. We got a Craigslist scammer and then some
Obama.
Other.
Open.
And we got a new subscriber. That's kind of cool.
That's really cool.
New users.
Say their names.
DZ Jackson and Hayden Bryant made accounts on the website. So we'll be sending out the $100 checks to you guys soon.
They're in Amber books, though.
Yeah, refer three of your friends and you get $1,000.
We have this guy is selling a new 1 terabyte external hard drive. Tell this guy that he probably put a virus on it. Also ask if you can get to keep all of his porn files. And he's from Chesterfield.
Oh, you'll get shot out there in Chesterfield, man. Those motherfuckers don't play.
Yeah, dude, if Hillock says they don't play, I don't fuck with them.
I don't know where Chesterfield is. It doesn't sound very murdery. I just like to say that about any place.
It doesn't sound murdery.
It doesn't sound murdery.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't sound murdery.
Here it goes.
Hello?
Hey, what's good? How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. You got the hard drive, the 1 terabyte?
Yes, I do.
That's what's up. Because I make music and shit, so I need like a big-ass motherfucking hard drive to keep all my shit on. And I noticed...
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said I make music. I'm a music producer. Hello.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I need like a big. I need a big ass motherfucking hard drive to keep all my shit on. I need it to be big as a motherfucker. I need it to be the biggest hard drive that I could put like anything on. I want to be able to put motherfucking anything on this shit. So could y'all do that? Could this terabyte thing do that and shit?
I think so.
All right.
Should be enough. Unless you want to buy two, I should have more than one.
I need it to be big as a motherfucker. I need it to be the biggest motherfucking hard drive ever.
Well, probably you have to go with the 2 terabytes or 3 terabytes. They're out there. I don't have them.
All right, they ain't no viruses on it, is there?
I'm sorry, what do you say?
They ain't no viruses on it. Virus, whatever the hell you say, how do you pronounce that?
No, there's no viruses on that.
All right. I mean, I don't want to get no infected files. I don't want no Trojan horses or fucking malware or any of that. I want you to be watching me through my webcam at night and stuff. You know what I'm saying? When I'm laying in the bed with my girl or whatever. You know, I don't want some creepy little Indian man, you know, staring through there and looking at me and you know, watching what I'm doing, you know, and seeing, you know, go by my day, you know what I'm saying?
No viruses, please. There's nothing like that.
Because, you know, some people were saying, someone was saying they were going to flag your ass, say you was a scammer. It was one of them Nigerian boys that was up here, you know, doing the check scam and all that.
No, there's nothing like that.
That ain't you?
If there's a virus, it's going to be in the computer, not in the hard drive itself.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless, your computer is full of viruses.
Some Trojan like Roman thing, remember from the antiquity, and it would infect me. It would come in from a backdoor file or something, and it would, you know, fuck me up. Hello? Oh, he's gone. I just need one big ass motherfucking hard drive.
Read the chat that Sean person just posted that.
Sean,
hey.
Sean, we're calling it if you're a cup girl. Oh man, that's funny.
That's funny. You could put a Trojan on my hard drive anytime.
Okay, we have a person named Dave. He's from Los Angeles and he's a life coach. Maybe say that you were in a crazy relationship and you need his immediate help. He also has a radio show and writes for blogs. Does that interest anybody?
Look, you could say you were given hand jobs on the crack for like 3 years and you just need to know how to stop it.
Did y'all do the wishing well?
What? No.
You should ask how deep it is and try to like do like a... So is it like 50 feet deep? Like,
so would I be able to send a little Asian man down there? And
well, like, well, because there's no way that it would have a depth to it. It's ridiculous. It's just would keep harping on it. And like, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I would think a wishing well would just be like 2 feet or 4 feet.
Well, it's no. It's just a fucking nuts piece of shit you put in your garden. Like, it doesn't come with a hole. There's no way to sell a hole.
Well, there's boats. Boats are just holes in the water that you throw money into.
Do the wishing well. There's the number.
Okay.
It's just a wooden wishing well. It looks like something you put plants in.
All right, I got Nick.
Can I? Who's got the wishing well?
I got
if not,
it.
I'll take it, dickhead.
All right, fine.
I have an idea for it.
No.
My idea is dumb.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling about the...
Hello?
Yeah, my friend's going to ask you about your wishing well. Sorry, Mr. Vaughn.
Hi there, sir. I was calling about the wishing well.
Yes.
Yeah, now, is that at 50 feet deep, or is that a 100-foot model?
It's only, like, 4 foot tall.
Yeah, but no, how deep?
It's not, it's just like a little garden.
But, it's a well, because we're sick of the fluoride in the community water out here. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking the well... I can get clean, fresh water out of it, and it'll be a bonus if I can make a wish or two. You know? So, is it a 50-foot model or a 100-foot?
He hung up. Call him back. Up. I had a really funny idea about wishes.
Yeah, did you, you fucking dumb shit? Me and fucking D were talking about it, and then you had to just butt in.
I was dumb AFK shit. Getting pizza. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, were you? Nobody heard
getting pizza on your tits.
Yeah.
All right. Microwave it. I got ate it cold.
Microwave.
Oh, YOLO.
That was your big clever thing to say. How does the wish come true?
No.
That is super clever. You know what? You're a comedic genius. I'm sorry I stepped on your fucking toes.
I was gonna be like,
just watch. I'll make it go good once.
Yeah, it'll because it's guaranteed to work after I just talk to him about nonsense.
I threw a wish in the well.
Hey, I got a good angle for you, Fox. Act like a dumb egg.
Hey, that's easy.
Why y'all hating on me?
We're not hating on you. We love you. No homo.
Yeah,
it's slightly homo.
They're jokes.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. My friend was, I don't know. I'm really interested in that wishing well. What kind of wood is it made of? Is it oak or what?
It's made out of redwood.
Redwood? Okay, so how does the wishes work? Like, is there a leprechaun down there?
Fuck off.
See, I got him because.
That was gold, dude. That was
all
fucking
hail
that was fantastic.
All hail Patton. Hold it back.
All right. What else we got? We got Facebook numbers.
Hold it back one more time.
No,
y'all just
more.
Y'all just jealous that I got him good.
We are sharing.
You got him good.
Yeah, you got him right in the ass.
Okay, now the person's name is in the chat, and they're sharing it's a couple, and they're sharing the phone. Maybe you can ask the lady and say that there's an affair going on or something. Or there used to be an affair, and you called the number, I don't know.
What now?
I don't know, just Death Fox, you take it. Everybody mute.
What we're talking about, sure. There's your call. You can say your mom needs a dog for a lot.
Oh.
Hey. I saw you on Facebook.
Who's this?
It's your friend. I'm sorry to inform you, but I'm having an affair with your partner.
Really?
Is this Jill?
Yeah.
I'm just feeling really bad about it. He told me not to tell anybody, but... Because he's not really? Ready to come out. Yeah.
Really?
What do you think we should do? I'm a Christian on the weekends. What do you think we should do?
I don't know.
Are you okay with this? Can I keep it up?
You're not.
I'm being honest. This is like... The pastor told me I need to be honest with stuff if I'm going to live this lifestyle of sin.
You're fucking nuts.
Please don't cuss at me, man.
Hold on here.
What?
Here.
Hey, baby.
Hello?
Oh, I thought you put him on the phone. I said, hey, baby.
No, hold on here.
Oh, no,
okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I told Jill.
Hello?
I told Jill about us.
About who?
About me and you, what we did in the parking lot that one time.
Who the fuck is this?
You remember when you told me to give you head and I said I'm a Christian, but... I'll try it once. Please don't hate me.
Oh, that was...
All right. Was that any good or was that stupid?
I thought it was funny. I laughed.
That was funny.
All right, I'll be right back. You guys talk amongst yourselves, and then I don't know how much longer we're going to go on this one, but eventually we're going to drop everybody off the call and just do me and Patton and Dee and Polaris for the end of the show.
Dozer, if you want to.
Rock on, y'all have fun.
Hey, it's 10:37 right now. If you want to, at 11 my time, we can do a 30-minute wrap-up with just us doing a couple calls and stop the show at 11:30 my time. It's 10:38 right now.
Okay.
I'm tired, man.
I know. I'm tired as fuck. And we have a lot of people on the call.
Oh, I'm sorry about talking, but I will do a drunk show sometime tomorrow morning between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. Central Time if anybody wants to listen. It'll be on Mixler and Madhouse. Did you hear me try to start crying? I'm a Christian. I just... I don't think he'll like that part where I said there's these two 8-foot tall doggy doors for his mom.
That's mean.
Well, he made fun of me, and I'm not going
to
put it...
He didn't have to drop off right now. I meant in a minute, you know, for the end of the show.
Yeah. I know you talked shit to me when I left, too. I'm bad. My bad. Yeah.
Dude, I'm just kidding.
No, you weren't kidding. It's all good.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Whatever. Fuck you, then. All right. I'll be right back. You guys talk for a little bit.
How? What are we going to say?
I don't know. Just talk for like a minute. You know, get another beer and, you know.
Give me back what you call next.
Yeah, find a number.
I got that. Don't type in the thing unless you're posting numbers, because I got one number right there, a doggy door thing. An 8-foot tall doggy door. That's a big ass door. Oh, a Princess Di Beanie Baby. Now there is something really funny to fuck with somebody about. Is it the crash model with the head and everything everywhere?
I got this wine thing we can do after your number.
I'm just listing numbers. This is a Princess Diana Beanie Baby. You can make something funny about that. Is it pre-rec or...
Back.
Plantation shutters. I need something to keep the niggers out. I want this one.
I was looking up girdles and merkins and stuff. And I couldn't find anything. I think I found girdles, but
all the, they were all deleted. Turtles would be funny.
These are plantation shelters for a plantation. I'm going to be like, my slaves keep escaping. You think these all...
It's funny.
You could do like, maybe you could say like, I want these shutters to keep my dogs in because I make my dogs do menial tasks around the house. I need to keep them sequestered inside of the house. Make it real thought out.
What do you mean?
Never mind.
Huh? What?
Never mind. Never mind. Fuck.
You can call any of those numbers you want that we got there.
Wait, what was I serious about? What are you guys talking about? I was never serious. Everybody takes me serious. I was kidding.
I know. Nobody gets it.
Okay, listen. These are the ones I found. We got eight-foot-tall dog doors, which, that's a big dog.
There's a few things I want to clear up, though. I wish Hillock would have taken that personally. He didn't have to drop off the call right now, okay? I meant everybody. And no, D, I didn't talk any shit about you in seriousness. You're a cool dude. We've been friends since the beginning.
All right, cool.
So, I just wanted to clear all that up before
we... Okay, before we start, anything I want to do... You start walking your way, I'll start walking mine. We'll meet in the middle at that old country. No, I'm just kidding.
What the fuck?
You never heard that song?
No, dude.
That's the greatest song in the world, ain't it, Polaris?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Good for a sister fucker.
I found a, yes, people's asking about our podcast feed. We do not do podcasts. We do YouTubes. Everything we do goes on YouTube. So if you'll go to prankstationradio.com and hit YouTube videos, all our videos are there. There's probably like how many there? About 100?
There's a ton. This will also archive on the Mixlr link, too. You can get that on the website. There's all the archives of our show are on there.
It'll be on YouTube by tomorrow also.
Yeah, so you can either go to the YouTube or go to the Mixlr. Either one will have it. The Mixlr only has shows, though. The YouTube does have short calls also from throughout the ages. Okay, so let's do this 8-foot-tall doggy doors.
Okay, the way I had it is we'll do... I had this one for you. The one that says Bee Baby, it's a Princess Diana Beanie Baby. You could be fucked up about that Beanie Baby. It's like, is it after she got killed? You know, you can be fucked up. I want the plantation shutters because I'm a redneck and I could be really rude with it.
Is that the doggy door one?
No. If you'll look, I put the name under it. The doggy, somebody can do that. They have 2 8-foot-tall doggy doors. I never saw an 8-foot-tall dog. Who wants this one? D, you got it.
What is it, doggy doors?
8-foot-tall ones, 2 of them.
Yep.
You can act like you're wanting to break in a house.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Save that number. Set it up.
Oh, do you want to? Well, we'll do that off the air. I mean, we won't do that.
Yeah.
But,
committing federal crimes on the air.
We won't do that at all. We're not ever.
That's not really a crime, saying you want to see if you could. If it's 8 foot tall, you want to see if you can install it in their door and walk through it at night.
We weren't talking about that.
Okay, the next number is
it's a
baby.
Princess Diana Beanie Baby. You can make some fucked up jokes about that since she got died in Iraq.
She didn't die in Iraq.
Wreck.
I'll probably be good for this one. I don't want you guys to take this. You seem to got the idea.
Hey, I'm calling about the Princess Di and the Beanie Baby.
Yes.
Yeah, what year is this Beanie Baby?
1997.
Is this the one that if you hit it really hard, all like the insides pop out like when she got in the wreck?
What? No.
Oh, like does the head come off and stuff, and like it looks like stuff splatters out? Because is it like the pre-wreck Beanie Baby? He just hung up.
That was fine.
Oh, God. Could you say a Beanie Baby like that?
Why did Dee just drop out of the call? What the fuck's going on?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. All these sensitive men. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Let's do the
plantation.
But
I want to do plantation shutters.
I'm calling it. Here we go. Plantation shutters with Patton Fox.
If you don't like racism... Hey, you're going to be my racist slave if they stay on the line that long. Welcome back, D.
I would never be testing that number right now. I would never do such a thing. I would never change their voicemail ever.
Come on, man.
You have reached.
I was gonna be like, yeah, according to the law around here, we gotta keep some sunlight on these niggers. So, I guess I have to install some shutters.
Man, I just wanna say to everybody that the N-word is a terrible word and nobody should use it, and yeah.
I didn't say I said niggers.
I'm just kidding.
Guess
what? Okay.
If you're up for it, we can end the show in 10 minutes.
let's look.
You want to know what else you can end?
We'll finish up these Facebook numbers. I mean, these FBI.
I got this.
Yeah,
one.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank you, Leanne. That was very nice. Very nice of you, sir.
Why do you call him the end? It's the end.
I don't know. That's what it looks like. He capitalizes the end. So it looks like the end. Like the end, you know? It's kind of like a play on words.
Call that me.
Okay. Well, whatever his name is, he's a cool dude. Thanks for your numbers. Okay, here we go with Solaris' number. It's a. Here we go.
RBCP said it's a DN.
Hello, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark, how's it going? My name is Phil. I'm calling about the wine cooler that you got here.
Yeah. With a bunch of signed bottles of wine, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. So, like, did you get these signed by Maynard James Keenan? Like, did he sign this shit for you?
In person, yes, sir.
Wow, I heard he's a real shithead. I heard he's a real shithead. Like, that dude is just like, he can't get anything going right in his bands. Was he like a dick to you or anything like that?
So he didn't say anything to me, but my friend said something to him, but he kind of gave like a one-word response, like he couldn't care less. it wasn't like a dick thing, but he definitely is not a sociable person. He's not like a, which is funny because he does these Whole Foods like wine ball signings like a couple times a year, but it doesn't seem like he's like that sociable to be like, oh, thanks so much for supporting the band, thanks for following. Like he was saying, like we travel to see his shows all the time, but he didn't care. He's like, oh, you're one of a million fans who just didn't give us time of day. So yeah. Kind of a dick, but he's got. I like his music and I like his wine.
Yeah. So the wine is really good or what?
It is. Yeah. Some are better than others. I've had most of them. Obviously, they're like the one bottle that was like $100 a piece. I've never had that. It's like a special reserve. But some of the more common wines I've had, they're good. Like they're especially from being produced in they're produced in Arizona, but a lot of the grapes come from California. So they kind of are a California grape. They're good, like any other California wines. They're definitely, they have value to them, and I thought they'd be a kind of a cool collection for somebody if they're into Maynard or if they're into wine collections. I think it'd be kind of a unique gift or a collection idea.
That's cool. See, I'm not really too into Maynard, but, like, I mean, I'm into wine, and, I mean, I'm more into, like, Chardonnays, the darker stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know. Are you interested in a trade at all? Would you do a trade? Because I got this sick, like, I don't know if you heard anything about it, but Robert Trujillo from Metallica, he started doing these hip pouches. They're really sick, pleather. Like gray pleather hip pouches, and me, like an idiot, I got a gross of them. So I've got like 150 of these hip pouches that are all signed by all the members of Metallica. I don't know if you'd want to do like a sick trade on this. We could totally, like, and I mean, maybe if you wanted, like, I could throw some weed on top of the deal or something like that, or maybe some bags of mushrooms or something. I don't know if you're down like that, but if so, maybe we can get something.
Well, gosh. Not particularly, only because I went in halves with a guy. He's back in New Jersey. I got to send him half the cash to him, so I would need at least half the cash. Not really. I would need to have at least half, and then not too much space for a couch.
Okay. Well, here, I'm going to tell you straight up. Like, I found your number because I was searching for Merkins. You know what a Merkin is? A Merkin is basically... Yeah. A Merkin is basically a hairpiece for a prostitute. You know what I'm talking about? You ever hear that back in the day? So I was looking for one for my girl because, I mean, we have money, but she's really gorgeous. We know a lot of, like, famous people. And maybe with a Merkin, like, we could ask more money because, like, I mean, I don't know. And I just stumbled upon your ad. Like, you don't know anybody who does that kind of stuff, like hair working or anything like that, that would be able to make her, like, a sick purple Merkin. It was really weird to find your head. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm over in Encinitas.
It is kind of funny. Kind of unique item. But
yeah.
Sorry, man. No, I guess I do have another call on the other line.
All right,
let me know if you're interested in cash. Otherwise, no, not in trades. It's fine.
All right.
Good luck.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
All right.
Okay. Well,
prank call.
Interesting.
That was pretty good.
I like the Merkin part.
Wine the call.
That was good.
Okay, I'm gonna
wine a call. I mean,
what's this request to prank?
From Mizufan. Mizufan sounds like an Arabic name. All right, I'm gonna try this one.
Well, ain't nobody on the cam but mean dude.
I don't really want to be on there anymore.
There's a lot of people in there though. RBCP, what's up? I didn't know you was there until now.
I was just kidding, Death Fox. You're not a dumb fox.
Yeah, I am. Nobody loves me.
I'm just trolling you.
What is this number? What is this?
You can do it. It's the tranny who's selling her body to fix her car. You can take it.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 3.
All right. We have a hotel with a switchboard. We'll try that for, I don't know, 5 minutes. See if we get...
Is it the 1700 or no? Or
no,
is it the one that we found?
No. It's the
so
one...
So are we ending the show in 6 minutes or not?
No, we'll go for a little bit. We'll just go until we get run out of numbers. We still have a lot in the Titan thing. I want to finish those off. Security found this number. It's a different number.
Good evening, how may I help you?
Hey, what's going on, dude? Can I speak to room 208?
208.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
Tight.
Gusha, man. front desk comes back, when do you guys take it?
Yeah, it seems to be that they are outside, maybe. You don't mind to call back later?
Could you try room 215? I think it's actually 215. I'm sorry. We were just up there earlier.
15. Okay, let's try 15. Okay.
Thank you.
Clay Cindy sent in a friend request.
It involved some police and some animal parts and some veterinary thing, and I just didn't really want to fuck with that. Okay, enough of that for the time being. let's see, what's the next Facebook number? Let me get rid of these old ones real quick.
1700 Club.
Nah, not tonight. We have a no name. It's the message is 110 NES cart. Here is
it.
You tried that? Okay.
Yeah, it was no answer. Try this, the Flash.
Flash. Okay, we'll do the Flash right now. Who wants to take this one?
Let me think for a minute.
What's the Flash?
It's like a Flash unit for photography. Here's the link for it.
Wait, let me see this real quick. Oh, it's a Flash unit for photography?
Yeah, just tell them you're filming pornography or something.
Alright, I got it.
Okay, here it goes.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not...
Oh, well, I'm going to have to take that number, and we'll definitely not do anything with it later.
Right, okay. I got the request that Cactus sent in. I'm just making sure it's not like a police station, or we'll call it. Okay.
That'd be jacked up.
Seems to be good. Okay, let's call it. Do you guys see the description? It's Mom's Notary Service. It's another hilarious card that he picked up at the same diner in Florida. Good old Florida. Did you guys hear the Florida Man thing on YouTube? It's kind of funny. I'll send it to you guys. All right, here
what
we
happened?
Go. I'll give you guys a link. It's pretty fun.
All right.
Okay, here you go. I'll try it.
Hi, this is Pat. Leave a message, I'll call you back. Thanks.
Patty doesn't want to play tonight. Okay, let me see. Okay, that's all of them for now.
You want to call this one? It's kind of late here, but we can try.
Yeah. You tried Cactuses?
Yeah, that was the one we just did.
We tried it, Cactus. Sorry, it didn't work.
I think it's too late there right now. It'll be in the email, though. Maybe during the drunk show tomorrow, Death Fox can call it.
Okay. If we don't hit all these numbers, they'll be in there.
The email's the same password as the YouTube, right?
Let's not talk about that right now. Let's talk about it later. All right, here's
it. What is a 20-digit password is the reason I'm saying? Nobody's going to figure it out.
Shh.
Hey, chill. The number that Sean posted. Here we go.
Hey, it's Arnie. You reached me at 410.
Thanks.
I was covering a number. Sorry. I just didn't want the number to get out.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. We have Crash Bandicoot, Crash Bandicoot Warped, Spyro, for PS1, $190, all three games.
Yeah.
Which is a ridiculous price, if you ask me. It's
I'll do it.
Yeah,
how much do you think that's really worth, Death Fox? You're the expert.
A what?
How much do you think
what
that's,
is it?
That's really worth, these three
a games? PS1?
Yeah, no, the these games.
Crash Bandicoot Warped is worth a bit. I mean, maybe 40 or 50, but the other two, I mean...
Is those, like, rare or anything?
What system is it?
PS1.
No, PS1 games you get for $10 at an eBay all the time.
Okay, here you go. Let's call this...
Thanks to NA for this group of numbers. They know who they are.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling about the games. She's just hung up.
She's probably gotten burned before.
That's funny. I wonder why.
Because the price is ridiculous.
1985 Nintendo NES with 50 games.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that's worth about $200 to $300 because the NES alone's worth about $50 to $70.
Not if it's loose. If it's loose, it's. I mean, sweet. You can get it for them, but all the games is what's you know. So we should ask her to just all the games or something. Sorry,
we could do that prank where we ask her to repeat all the games over and over.
Oh yeah, we should try. It was funny. Yeah. Cards. That kid was spelling like 50 fucking card names. That was crazy.
You can have it, Dozer. Do your black voice.
Alright.
I love your black voice. I'm sorry.
Much appreciated.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
See, look, now they're all trying to guess the code. They're trying to crack the code.
Oh, they'll never get it, because I make really, really complex shit.
I want to change them all and not tell you. Then they'll really be secure. I'm just kidding. Okay. We don't have any requests for anything. So, okay, we have a Sharp TV with a built-in Nintendo. What the fuck?
They only made like 200 of them or something.
That's wild. I've never even seen
it. I want that.
It's like all black, and it's like the controller is like, I don't know. It's really weird.
Here you go.
I'm going to include you in this, Dozer.
Okie doke.
Hello? Hello? You're there, you're just not noticing.
We'll call him back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Just wait like 2 minutes.
Okay, we have a new... Oh, it's a hydroponic store. That won't be open right now.
Yeah, they're going to be closed.
We have a class... We have a horse. Let's see.
Oh, wow, this is a different horse. Because it's only $15? What the fuck?
Yeah. You could say you have a three-legged horse with a limp or something, and that you need to put together some type of kit to help him.
You can do that thing I did the other day, ask about pounds, and they'll know you're going to slaughter it and get fed.
Some horse veal? Is that what they...
So just start asking about how big it is, how many pounds it is, and she'll be like, why you want to know the poundage? We're not selling it by the pound.
No, this is like a course. They're advertising a course to help teach you how to build a kit for your horse.
One of you guys taking it. The word horse just cracks me up.
I'll take it. Okay. I'll take it.
Okay.
Hello, this is Michelle, and thank you for calling.
Okay, we're almost down to the bare minimum here. So we'll probably be ending fairly soon, because I'm really fucking tired. I've been up for a long-ass time.
Hey, let's do a call where I just get my dog to growl at somebody.
Okay. Do you want to do it to a pizza place or a motel? That's all we got left.
It don't matter. Just let me get my dog. All
right.
Come here, Odie. Odie, don't be like that. Roscoe, you won't growl. I need Odie. Come here. Odie, why'd you just go under the bed like a douche? I can't get under the bed to get Odie. Odie, I have a bottle of water. Like food. No, you're not stupid, are you?
You have reached the number that has been disconnected.
Wow, that was a great number. Okay, here, I'm just going to skip down to these hotel ones. I don't know if these pizza places are still functioning at the moment.
I'll just tell them we're ending the show.
Right now?
You want me to?
No, not yet.
You hear my dog?
Yeah, let's do a few more.
Okay.
Well, do you want to go right now?
I'm so tired.
Let's just do a few more for the people that have came out tonight.
We did start late.
Let's hold up a candle and.
Cactus says, "How do I get my dog to growl on demand?" He has a weird thing to him, and if you try to pick him up, he will growl. He's really old, and he does not like to be picked up, so if you pick him up, he will just... He doesn't do it meanly. He just growls. Or if you try to take his bone away, he'll growl. Other than that, he's the sweetest thing in the world.
He's got that diaphragm growl where it's all low, like he's doggy death.
The reason he's growling right now is my other dog, Roscoe, is trying to take the bone out of his mouth. And he ain't having that shit.
It's funny.
Thank you for calling Circuit Circuit Reno and MTM Results International property. To book, confirm, book for change individual or one club hotel.
I'm sorry, I did not hear your selection. Please re-enter your selection now.
Fuck that, I'm not dealing with that shit. Alright, all these numbers are weird. They're like I don't know. I don't know if any of these places are really open. Here, I have one more hotel. This one will probably answer.
M6.
Nah, I'm done with that. Oh, I've been calling there.
Yeah.
We'll call back. We'll give them a little while.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The number you have.
Ear rape. All right. That's going to be the end of the show for tonight, even though started a little late. But hey, I mean, shit happens. We'll have a really long show next week, full of starting on time and music and sound checks before we start and a test
start
show. And yeah, we'll just get on here at 8 and start testing shit and get it right from the beginning. Unless anyone got it that has one last request for anything, I will take it if you guys want to go submit one. Otherwise, yeah, I think, okay, well, let's
I
just...
got my dog now, come on. Hey, stop it.
What the hell?
Dude.
He only growls when I ask him. I'll be like, watch this. It's racist, but you want to hear me get him to growl? It's really racist, and you're going to think I'm a racist if I do it. You ready?
Already got his teeth out.
Yeah.
Watch this. Do you like niggers? You like niggers? You like niggers? There ain't no niggers. There ain't no niggers.
Dude, that's like, that's crazy. Wow. He got a kick out of that one.
It's racist, bro.
That's hilarious.
Okay, call somewhere.
Alright, I need a number.
Stop it right now. Stop right now. Call somewhere and I'll be like, I'm going to put my friend on the phone and he needs to make an order.
Alright, okay. Here, this place should still be open. This place should still be
just call like a hotel or something.
All right, look, can someone grab one? D or Enigma or security?
Just candy? Call the 1700 club and go to the operator. It's not really a prank. It's just they're gonna hang up.
There we go. We got one. Security's always on the ball with these hotel numbers.
Hey Odie, what you think about the niggas? What you think?
You are being transferred to. You are being transferred to the operator.
They said turn off the background music. It's too loud.
Oh, wait, it's off.
We're making great happen here at your Motel 6 East Brunswick. This is Lynette. How may I help you?
Yes, my friend wants to make a reservation. I'm going to put him on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Here he is. Go. Did you get that? She just hung up.
Oh, man. I'm dying over here. That was funny. Jeez, you probably think you're like fucking torturing it or some shit.
That's wild.
You can watch him on cam, Clay. He's not doing anything to the dog. Dog's just going fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, he really... No, the reason he hates black people is we had one in our house one time. He was a pest exterminator. And he accidentally sprayed the dog once. And ever since then, you just say like that word. And or so, get near a black person, he'll just go nuts.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. My name is Alana. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I'm sorry. I have a bad connection right now.
Oh, you're fine.
Can I speak to room 208?
Yeah, give me just 1 second.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Hopefully it works. Oh, it did.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm just gonna hang up. There was that one.
I'll get the best call or not. No, I'm just kidding.
There was that one with the switchboard. We could try that.
Yeah.
You are being transferred to 1, 2, 3.
We're just at 150. We're good. 230, we have to cut it off because upload limit.
Yeah, we're not gonna go for that long. We're just going for 10-15 more minutes. I don't know what's up with this number now.
Not even ringing or nothing.
Yeah, it said transferring, and then that didn't ring. Oh, wait, we have some old numbers. Here's the dog trainer guy. We're all tired as fuck. I've been up since, like, fucking 7 or some shit. Death Fox doesn't sleep, so.
You've reached Gary Abelov at Spirit.
Whoops. All right, he's not going to answer. I went out to dinner earlier, and when I was done eating, I got a fucking espresso in one of those, like, little cups. It was so good, and it woke me up. If it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't be here. You know? So much.
All that stuff does is make you crash harder. I just drink water, man, and sometimes unsweet tea.
Oh, I forgot I had this water. All right. I guess that's it. That's the end of the show. We don't have any more numbers. That's it. We're done.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Peace. Yeah, thank you. That was fun. That was fun. I wish we had one more number. I just want to get one last call. That's all I really want right now.
Well, I just want to say I don't drink caffeine because it makes you crash out after it's done. But I just wanted to also say I love everybody. Thanks for listening. There will be a drunk show tomorrow. Oh. Go ahead. I'll talk after this.
I'm going to try one. I want one last call. Fucking A.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that.
It's just not the none of our days, really.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to do the outro, then you play your music and everything. Or do you want to do the outro? I just want to say a few words first.
Yeah, no. Say your words, and I don't know.
Okay. Yes. If anybody is awake between 9 Eastern in the morning and 2 p.m. Eastern in the morning, I will be doing a drunk show sometime between those hours. I do not schedule my drunk shows whenever I drink on Saturdays because I only drink once a week. And our next, we might do a Sunday show. That's a non-scheduled thing. But if we do it, it will be what time does it? About 8 Eastern?
Like 7 or 8 Eastern, yeah.
Yeah. You can always check on our website, Prank Session Radio, and it'll have a time on our Mixler. Please come and register. Upload a little picture of yourself, comment on our videos, youtube.com/prankstationradio. If you're too lazy to do that, just go to prankstationradio.com and click PSR YouTube. And also, if you're on the main page, you can, on the home page, all you got to do to see our latest pranks is scroll down just a hair, and it's a recent prank videos, and it'll show our latest, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pranks that we have up our shows and everything. And thanks everybody for listening. I'm going to give it over to Dozer now, but check me out tomorrow morning. Anybody's welcome calling on my drunk show. My drunk show is probably, I do the best pranks when I'm drunk, so. So, here you go, Dozer.
One other thing. Tell your friends, because I know a lot of people like pranks, and they just don't want to admit it, like prank calls and stuff. And if you just, you know, spread the word a little bit, it means, you know, it goes a long way.
And for what Cactus said, for tomorrow, the show will be in the AM. But for Sunday, that'll be a PM show, like 7 or 8 Eastern PM. But tomorrow, you're looking at like either, you know, 8 or 9 Eastern AM, whenever Death Fox wakes up and starts drinking beers. But I'm not going to play the same song for the outro tonight. But I'm just going to play, I'll play a random one, and then we'll just let that play for a minute, and then I'll disconnect the stream and everything. But thank you guys for listening. It means a lot, you know, to have like people here and like have a little bit of support. So go subscribe on YouTube, and go make an account on the website. That would be really cool. We appreciate
and,
that stuff.
And one more thing, I forgot to mention. If you go to PrankSessionRadio.com,
not my bad. I had a fucking soundboard playing. I didn't realize it. Go ahead.
One more thing. If you go to PrankSessionRadio.com, at the top right, there's a Facebook button. If you hit that, you can like us on Facebook. There's a Twitter button. You hit that, you can like us on Twitter. There's an RSS button. You just want to get our recent updates. And leave us a little comment in our little comment box, the shout box. And, yeah, about my drunk show, it'll be between, like I said, 9 a.m. Eastern, between 2 p.m. Eastern. I can't tell you a specific time because I'll probably start drinking around 9 or 10 in the morning, and I'll pass out somewhere in between there. So, yeah. Here you go, Dozer. Love y'all.
I also want to say thank you to like Carlito and the Madhouse people for Madhouse crew. I mean, for letting us use their stream and everything. That's really cool, then. So
they're live tomorrow night, same time, same place, 10 Eastern.
Yeah, they have the awesome show. But all right, I'm gonna play the fucking music, and that'll be it. I'm gonna cut off the stream. So thank you guys for coming by, and we'll see you next week. Probably a little earlier so we can test shit and it won't be like this week. All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Yeah, and the countdown clock on the website is just for the Friday show.